AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is threatening to use a rarely used 1807 law, the Insurrection Act, as protests continue to his immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Yesterday, a man was shot after an immigration officer was attacked with a shovel and a broom handle. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the decision is up to the president, but he isn't getting help from Democrats.
And it's truly shameful that now for more than a year, you've had elected Democrat governors and mayors who have basically held their state and local law enforcement hostage and told them you cannot cooperate with federal law enforcement. Why?
In the House, California Democrat Ro Khanna says this has got to stop.
They shot to death a 37-year-old mother. They dragged out of a car a person with disability who was going to the doctor and harassed her. They have harass an elderly couple, smashing their windows. They are going after American citizens. If we are not going to stand up for our freedoms now, if we're not going to stand up for federalism now, then when?
The Insurrection Act would allow the president to deploy the military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement over the objections of state governors. U.S. forces in the Caribbean have seized another oil tanker the Trump administration says has ties to Venezuela.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the Veronica previously passed through Venezuelan waters and was operating in defiance of President Donald Trump's established quarantine of sanctioned vessels in the Caribbean. It's the sixth sanctioned vessel seized by U.S. forces as part of that effort. The Veronica is currently listed as flying the flag of the South American country Guyana and is considered part of the shadow fleet that moves cargoes of oil in violation of U.S. sanctions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Troops from Europe, including from France and Germany, have arrived in Greenland to boost security. It comes as talks in Washington highlighted disagreements over Greenland's future. This is AP News. Overdose deaths declined for most of 2025.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says an estimated 73,000 people died from overdoses in the 12-month period that ended in August of last year. That's down from 92,000 overdose deaths in the previous 12-month period. CDC officials say deaths were down in 45 states last year. Overdose deaths have been falling for more than 2 years, the longest drop in decades, but the decline has been slowing. However, experts are cautiously optimistic the downward trend will continue. I'm Mike Hempen.
A new wildly popular app among young Chinese people is called Are You Dead? People who live alone in far-off cities and may be at risk or just perceived as such by friends or relatives can push an outsized green circle on their phone screens and send proof of life over the network. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.